Welcome to Paul Don Power, Power Systems Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Ron Ceridian. He's the Vice President of Marketing at Falcon. Falcon makes UPS systems and related power electronics, and today we're going to talk about harsh environments. Isn't that right, Ron?
That's right, as far as the intersection of UPSs and harsh environments.
Well, and it's interesting because obviously if you're concerned about power failures, you're also concerned about environmental issues, because if the environment destroys the system that you're trying to protect, then I guess the backup power is not going to count very much, will it?
That's right. It will be compromised significantly,
now,
depending on where you put it.
Now, can't you just wrap it in something waterproof?
Well, or something that would make it immune from the temperature. And actually, you could, but UPSs also need to breathe. The online type that we make has a forced air over and then a heat sink, so you have to keep air circulating around the unit.
Well, and even in a convection-cooled unit, it would have to either be a very, very high efficiency or very, very low power to get away with a sealed enclosure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit more about that from your perspective.
Sure. So what we found is years ago that people are large users of, say, SCADA systems or monitoring systems. The North Texas Tollway Authority comes to mind, where they were using hundreds and hundreds of UPSs on their toll roads in order to catch vehicle ID numbers if the power failed. What they found was that they were going through batteries in months. So they were using a line interactive UPS, and the UPS would work fine, but the problem was after several months, the battery is dead. And that meant that there was huge and unexpected maintenance costs associated with those UPSs.
Well, I mean, isn't that a bit of a, I mean, I recognize this is a design discussion, but isn't that the designer's job to recognize that these devices might be going into an environment with wildly fluctuating temperatures?
Yeah, it is. And what happens typically is that UPS manufacturers will be real, and this is, let's just say, pre-Falcon coming out with a wide temperature UPS, which we have the only UL-listed wide temperature rated UPS, and we'll get to that. But pre those times, what would happen is that the design spec would call out for, say, 50C operation, and the UPS manufacturer would simply derate the UPS. So you pair a 2100-watt UPS with, say, a 1,000-watt load or 700-watt load, and for sure you can go well beyond the 40C. And, you know, it wouldn't be ideal, but it was kind of a cheat, and people could get away with it. The problem is the Achilles heel is the batteries. The batteries have absolutely zero immunity to heat. And if you look at a battery spec, especially the VRLA batteries that are very typically used, a 7-amp-hour, 12-volt battery, you can get 5 years at room temperature, and if you don't over-cycle the battery. But once you go beyond that room temperature spec, you are losing 50% life, I believe, for every 10 degrees you go up. At any rate, the battery life at 50C for a standard battery is somewhere around 8 months.
Well, and I can completely appreciate that. In my military days, electronic warfare, went through a lot of batteries, and because German winters are cold and their summers can be hot. Go through a lot of. Well, you know, you're in any kind of indoor outdoor circumstance. I mean, I can just imagine guys working at ocean platforms or wellheads, or there are so many places where you wouldn't. The electronics, you're surprised they work to begin with, much less backup electronics.
It's a good point, Alex. And interestingly enough, the cold temperatures actually enhance battery life. It reduces the runtime, but the batteries actually like the cold. It's the other side that just with all electronics, it's the undoing of electronics. If you introduce heat, it's going to, you know, just make the in the case of the battery, it's just not able to hold a charge again after 8 months. And the other interesting point is that, well, before that 8 months, the runtime that the end user is specifying, say in the toll roads case, they want 30 minutes of autonomy in case of a power outage. That 30 minutes is long gone after, say, 4 months, right? Because the battery is not able to hold the charge as long or as well as it was able to initially. And also, in cold weather, I was thinking more of thermal cycling issues on the equipment itself, accelerating the wear. But you're right, it's the higher temperatures. Now, segueing into, you had mentioned you have a high-temperature device now. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, we do. We, Falcon Engineers, Falcon Electric actually holds the patent to the online UPS design, and we've been an innovator for years. We've been in business over 25 years. Several years ago, our R&D department realized that there are these, our UPSs and our competitors' UPSs are being used in enclosures and out on, say, toll roads and that type of thing, and it would be a good idea to make a unit that's actually designed for wide temperature or specifically high temperature operation. So what we did is we went through the UPS and upgraded all components as one would, and then the real trick comes into, as you were mentioning, how do you, say, charge a battery at 50C? Well, that's, you know, black magic. That's what our engineers are really good at doing. And that's what we came up with. Our first product is was the SSG Industrial series we came out with in 2007. And that gives users the ability to operate in minus 20 to plus 55C. And what's interesting is that when we did our research, we actually were amazed at how far the battery technology has progressed. In this case, the VRLA technology, which is over 100 years old, there is a wide temperature battery made by CSB, and that battery has a very impressive spec. Its operation is 12 years at room temp and 4 years at 50C. Again, at 50C, I just mentioned that the typical battery lasts about 8 months.
Right. 4 years is an impressive spec.
It really is, Alex. And we brought their engineers in here, and we basically, since Falcon also serves the military, we said, you know, you have to explain it to us how you can get that kind of a number. And they went through, you know, point by point, different valve, different types of gassing techniques and the plastics for the battery, increased surface area inside the battery, and a more pure lead and more lead in the lead-acid mix. And what they said was that with that combination in two independent labs, they did accelerated life tests, and they clocked out again at 4 years at 50C and 12 years at room temp. And so we were thrilled.
Wow, that's quite impressive. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
So now, and this is a product that's available now.
Sure is. It's been available for several years. Unfortunately, we have a lot of large end users that are using it. Again, the tollway comes to mind. The NTTA is thrilled that they're not having to replace batteries nearly as fast as they were, and we have several other customers that are in that delighted in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Now, aside from obvious devices, are there any mitigating tricks or procedures that you could recommend to our audience to help them with systems in warm environments?
Well, yeah, I think that the most important is to, if you're going to use an enclosure, you know, you're going to make sure that enclosure is in an area where it'll at least be large enough in the case of a 3 or 4 R. enclosure where the UPS itself has room to breathe, as it were, because that is a force, you know, you're taking air in and out of the UPS. So the larger the enclosure, even in hot temperatures, all the electronics will be cooler if it's not too tight. Also, if it is a 4R enclosure, then for certain, it's got to be one that has the hydrogen valves. It's kind of a membrane that lets the 4R, although it's a sealed enclosure, it lets it release the hydrogen gases, especially at higher temperatures where the battery might be letting off gas. In that case, you definitely want to go as large as possible, right? Because there is no, it's only a circulating air. But it's also important for people to remember that in cases like out here, it's definitely an oscillating temperature, right? So you're going down to very cold at night, and then you're reaching your peak somewhere maybe an hour after noon. And then inside that enclosure, it's going to be hot for the next 3 or 4 or 5 hours, and then it'll go back down again.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, too. Now, and the other thing that
Sometimes it just pays to educate your installers or make sure you put plain instructions. I saw many a building, they just recently came through, I live in Brooklyn, and they put RFID packages for meter reading on the outside of these buildings. Now, they don't have a direct UPS in them. There's probably some battery backup or something along those mm-hmm. lines inside. But I could name several buildings where the installer installed it such that the exhaust from the dryer outlet in the wall blew against the box, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, now there you go. That's now moist, warm air being forced at the box several times a week.
Right.
And then the designer never saw that coming. And you think about that just installation, depending up, you can intend the device to be installed and go through all these procedures, and then all it takes is someone to stick it in the wrong place.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting is that the UPS itself, you know, we can go beyond the temperature. You bring up a good point, moisture. We, years ago, started offering a conformal coating option on the boards, specifically for moisture. And customers get delighted when they hear about that as well, because the other area is you might be in a wastewater treatment plant, and you might have gases in that area. You might be in a bottler where you have moist, sugar-coated gas. And we've been in all these situations where you take a UPS and it's literally candy-coated the board. Yeah, so the conformal coating helps. Other things that help, too, is that we have a 40-amp-hour battery pack, Alex. So, again, in this monitoring situation, people will need days of backup. So we have a wide-temperature battery pack, and it works out really well. Hardwire, there's another thing that is big on a designer's list, is that they prefer not to have the plug-in receptacles. So we've modified our product in that way, too.
That makes a lot of sense.
So it's basically like the standard UPSs, whether it's a Eaton or an APC or a Triplett or whatever, they have made their way into these far reaches, you know, of the automated system world, and it's just using the right tool for the job. And clearly, that's not the right tool. These are all 0 to 40 devices.
So, Ron, is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we closed out this episode?
No, I want to thank you very much. I guess I guess it would be use the right tool for the job. And if you are involved in automation or security or any kind of situation where you're taking the UPS out of your normal environment, think about Falcon Electric. Our URL is www.falconups.com. Our 800 number is 842-6940 or 626-962-7770.
Excellent. Well, hey, Ron, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks, Alex, for the opportunity.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.